Disappointment. Failure to fulfill the hopes or expectations of someone, or to prevent the hope or expectations of someone from being realized. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the main host, a man who can score a hole-in-one in football, a touchdown in baseball, and a home run in golf.
Nice. I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. Today, we start a new series called...
Disappointment.
That's right. The name of this episode is simply Self. The scripture for today's episode or series is
1 Peter chapter 5 verses 10 and 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Delicious.
Indeed. Yes. All right. So let's get the show on the road. I mean, whenever you're going to talk about something, it's always, always a good idea to start with yourself. And so with something like disappointment, I think it's probably easier to think about how disappointed I am with myself at times. Not too long ago, as a matter of fact, it was this week. I had one of the students do something that they do from time to time, you know, when you're working with adolescents, you have to deal with emotions. And I am, as I've probably admitted many a times here, emotionally constipated. And that doesn't work too well when you're trying to deal with other people's emotions. You know, I'm just so awkward when it comes to dealing with tears. And I've admitted to that. You know, I'm a religion teacher, so we talk about deep and meaningful stuff, and sometimes people get emotional about things and they cry. And then I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this too well. And there's also like all those boundaries, you know, like personal space and all that kind of stuff. So you know, like sometimes all that needs to be done is that person needs a hug. And so I've learned how to cope with those situations. And the way I do it is I tag someone else to do it. You know, like, Oh, hey, someone needs to be a friend right now. And I think I might have said that here too. But it doesn't stop being true, and it doesn't stop being uncomfortable when it actually happens. And so it happened again. This time it was after school. And I tried, you know, like just saying a few encouraging words. And then I left. And I stopped around when I went around the school. And I called up one of the other students that's in the same class, and I said, "How's your relationship with this person?" And then she's like, "Oh, it's pretty good. We're friends." So I'm like, "All right, cool." She's crying. I'm emotionally constipated. I really want to do or say something, but I think you may be a better person to do this. And so she's like, "Cool," and she goes to the rescue. Next day, everything's cool. And I checked up on them. I gave her a sticker, because I keep stickers. Because teenagers love stickers. I gave her a sticker. I'm like, "You're my hero." And then I walked away. But I still can't help but be disappointed in my inability to deal with certain things, you know? The beginning of the podcast started with the definition of being disappointed, or of disappointment, which is failure to fulfill the hopes or expectations of someone, and to prevent the hopes or expectations of someone from being realized. And that's basically what this series is about. It's about that, you know, failure to meet certain expectations. And so when when we're centering the episode around that, you know, it's like self. Like, what is it in myself that disappoints me, that disappoints God? That's a good starting point.
You just remind me of something that happened very recently too, where, you know, I have a lot of disappointments with myself, but I've also learned how to react because I've been through so many situations where I've disappointed myself, whether it's to speak up about something or, more importantly, act on it. And I think that that's important. I think it's not only staying disappointed, which I'm not insinuating that you are, because you're actually doing something about it since you recruited somebody else to handle that particular situation. That being said, James was eating a piece of bread, and that dude loves snacks, man, and he loves bread and candy and so forth.
Who doesn't?
Right? It's all good, but with limitations, of course. But this guy, he's getting a little bit of a belly, and which, you know, it's cool. It's normal. He's a kid. But it's not because he's eating all the right stuff, and he's limiting the garbage intake. You know, he's mostly eating whatever he feels like eating and so forth. So when I saw him with that big old piece of bread, which I'm not against bread. Bread is awesome. But if all you're eating is sugar and flour, it's just not going to... God gave us our body to be strong and reliable. And that's one of the things that I tell James. Like, I try to help him realize that he needs to make better choices with whatever he's putting in his face. So I ask him, hey, do you want to be weak and get tired when you're playing and running around? He's like, no. He's like, oh, okay. So it sounds to me like you want to be strong, huh? It's like, yeah. It's like, good. Me too. I want you to be strong. And eating bread and candies and all that, that's good. You know, that's a nice little treat, right? And he's like, yeah, a treat. It's like, perfect. That's all good. But before you get to eat a treat, you have to make sure you eat things that make you stronger and reliable, because we love you and we want you to be healthy. That being said, he didn't like what I told him. So he was giving me an attitude, and he was telling me, I'm not your friend.
That's his new thing, huh?
Yeah, that's his new thing. You've heard him, right?
Yeah, and, yeah. Claire says, she says, you don't like me.
Oh, that's not... I remember telling him one time where I said, I don't care if you're my friend or not. I care about your well-being, and right now that stuff is not going to be good for you. And it wasn't about food. It was about something else when I told him that, which is all fine and true, but there's better ways of speaking to somebody whom you say you love. And I not only say I love my little boy, but I'm given many, many opportunities to show him my love. And I was disappointed. I've been disappointed in myself with the way I've handled certain situations with him, because I don't know how to be a parent. I'm still learning, and it's going to keep, you know, happening where I learn new stuff. But I took advantage of the opportunity of learning from those disappointments and approaching him in a different way. Because when I approached him in a loving, caring way, yeah, he still told me he wasn't my friend. But more importantly, he noticed how my tone of voice was different, and he felt how much I loved him, because I told him I didn't want him to be weak. I wanted him to be healthy. And if he does happen to get a little belly, it's okay. It's fine. As long as he's being active and getting strong.
Yeah, buddy. And I'm gonna jump in here. I'm gonna be opportunistic. If I'm pronouncing that right. The English is hard. Indeed. And it's about that. You know, there's that saying, no regrets. That's foolish. That's really foolish. I think we forget that those things are there for a reason. That we experience regret for a reason. And it's a very important reason. You know, it's not that we're not supposed to fail, you know, and we do train and we do keep things in mind because certain situations are going to come about. And I think one of the biggest lessons that we get of this is when we go to confession. Like, we go to confession because we do have a regret. You know, and part of this whole ordeal of receiving the sacrament of reconciliation is to realize that, you know what, we screwed up. That's why something's bugging us in our conscience. That's why something's bugging us in our soul. Because we have a regret. The regret is not so much that we disappoint people, but that we disappoint the Lord. And so when we do that, there's this thing that needs to happen, and that's called contrition, to be sorry for what we've done and to make a firm resolution not to do it again. You know, and one of the most disappointing things is that we sometimes do it again. You know, so that's like a double whammy that we do whenever we do what we do, or whenever I do what I do. And yeah, that one example, you know, I don't know if it's like toot my own horn or whatever when I was speaking about that student and I got someone else to do it, but man, it's just like I went around the situation and I don't bring myself to do things. And yeah, I have an excuse in as far as, you know, like there's policies in place, there's laws that prevent us from doing something, but there's always something else that we can do. I mean, man, like it's a tough situation dealing with people and their emotions. But just to go back to the point of like no regrets, like we should have regrets. You know, if we do something bad, we need to have a regret. Otherwise, we learn nothing and we do nothing about it. But if we have that regret, if we have that awareness that we've disappointed, we get to make amends for it and we get to do something about it. Not just say, I'm sorry, but actually show that we're sorry by learning from it. You know, there's so many times as a married person that I get that opportunity to see the not only the stuff where I'm bad and when I fail, but so many opportunities to not do it again, to be a better husband. Because man, like honestly, I think about it, just based on my mistakes as a husband, I shouldn't be doing a Catholic podcast. You know, when you look at so many people that are in ministry, would people even want to listen to us if they knew everything about us? You know, what we are, what we've done. You know, we bring up Father Mike Schmitz every freaking episode, you know?
Yeah.
Almost, I think about just as much as we brought up the Frank Fryer in our earlier podcasting days. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, he's been going through a lot of surgeries, a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And if you wanna see how to suffer like a freaking man.
Yeah.
Go and check out his account. I give him a follow. Listen to his 5-minute retreats that we're promoting all the time, because you know it's definitely been something nourishing for my soul for the last couple of years, and I want to push that so that you guys may be fortified by it. Just about as much as I want to recommend Father Mike Schmitz, the UMD Catholic podcast. In one episode, he was saying that someone was talking about what he lacked, and then he's like, "Hey, yeah, it's true." And you know what? It's not even the worst thing about me. You know, and that's one of the things that I'm thinking about. And I'm like, you know what? Like the certain disappointments that people may perceive, like may not even be the worst thing about me. And I disappoint myself and I disappoint God and I disappoint those around me. And just solely based on those, like I said earlier, on those mistakes that I've done as a husband, I probably shouldn't be a Catholic podcaster. And I'm not. I'm just some freaking random dude that's doing something that other people should be doing. But they're not. That's kind of disappointing. But I'm here to talk about me. You know, like the fact that I disappoint myself on a daily basis. So much that I've adopted the prayer of one of the saints. You know, waking up in the morning, like, God, watch out for Adrian lest he betray you again. That's become part of my prayer regimen, like in the morning. I give thanks, say, God, don't let me do this stuff, or watch out because I'm a moron, and I'm going to disappoint you again. I'm going to fail to accept your love. I'm going to fail to be your son. I'm going to fail to do what I need to do.
You know what sucks, too, about ourselves? That we feel like our shame and disappointment is greater than God's love.
Yeah.
And if we're like any other regular person, we're probably going to lie to ourselves and lie to everybody around us and say, no, that's not true. But our actions say otherwise.
That's disappointing.
I mean, isn't it? It just, we're so focused on saving face instead of letting God come and scoop us up and rescuing us from our mediocrity. I have a lot of disappointments in my life about myself. But like you were talking about, Adrian, who am I to be speaking on this microphone and reaching people from all over the country and all over the world?
Shout out to Spain, UK.
Everybody.
Japan.
Japan, nice.
Yeah, Brazil.
Yeah, you know, who am I to be able to reach all these people? There are many, many other sources of Catholic faith out there. But that's a thing too, man. We can't be focusing on all of the shortcomings, not in a negative way, but rather I think it's a scripture too, but you see, like, I'm such a Catholic scholar here, but but when I am weak, that's when God makes me strong. If we start looking at looking at it through that lens, we're gonna be able to conquer the devil. We are priests, prophets, and kings.
Hashtag PPK.
PPK. And priests, prophets, and kings, we conquer. And we conquer the devil. And if I wouldn't be walking with God, you know, to bring back that little demon experience that I had a few weeks ago, where I was able to throw an elbow and say, "Get off me, you bastard." But with more colorful language, whatever. You know, I wouldn't have had the strength to do that if I were just focusing on all the disappointments and how much I suck as a Catholic. We need to really, I don't want to say suck it up, but pull that mediocrity out of ourselves and say, yes, we are flawed for sure. But if my God doesn't disqualify me, why am I disqualifying myself? Why am I, you know, punching myself in the ribs and consider that fighting back? You have to walk with God and give him all the disappointments and let him decide what's what.
I like that. When you're speaking, man, I'm like, dude, God has made saints out of far worse people than you. Than me. That God doesn't choose the qualified, he qualifies the chosen. We've said these before, but I don't know, I feel like I need to hear them again and again. Because I forget. That's one of the things, you know, I forget. And look at my boy St. Peter and how he screws up and then God brings him back. And he still makes him the key holder, you know, the prime minister of the church. He can do that with him. He can do so much with the one who says, St. Paul, you know, in my weakness, I am strong. You know, God likes to show off. You know, God likes to show off. And I see him doing that in my own life. And it's just such a powerful thing to behold, you know, that when we think we're down, that when we disappoint, we still have an opportunity. Every time. Every single time without fail. Even if I fail. Like, there is that opportunity to get back up, get back in the race, and dare I say, win. I mean, if these two white belts in Catholicism can do it, I don't know, maybe you can join us.
Yep.
And we don't have everything figured out. We're still disappointed in life, and we're disappointed in ourselves every day.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say we're just a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
But in the words of Father Joshua Peter Lee, there's always room for one more.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
What do you want to put at the end of the podcast?
No, you can probably say thank you or something. I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't asked everyone to go like and subscribe and give
us
a
five-star review. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, whatever. That too, yeah. Or unsubscribe, you know, whatever.
Do like 50% of our audience after we talked about gay and trans stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's all right. We're praying for everybody, and it goes beyond a judge-free zone, obviously, because we're not God, but... It's like, bro, okay, well, we're praying.
Yeah.
We stand firm in our faith, you know, most of the time.
When we're not disappointing.
When we're not disappointing. But, yeah, I mean, we're still praying for everybody that unsubscribed and stopped listening. And we're going to keep praying until the day we die.
Yeah, we are. And we stand by what we said. There is no safer place for anyone, no matter what the struggle, than the Catholic Church.
That's right.
Even with Ramon and Adrian in it.
Yeah, buddy.
Why are we like this?
Why are we like this, man?